Scotty here with the Black Talk Radio News Report. In this particular report, I want to take a look at this story out of Warren, Michigan. It actually came out yesterday. A friend sent it to me via social media, and I took a look at it. But it concerns the racist comments of a Warren, Michigan mayor. And this story is just becoming all too common. Not to say that racism and acts of racism are not so common. I'm just saying that since the election of Donald Trump, a lot of these white males, particularly and white females included, have been losing their codification, meaning that they no longer try to speak or practice racism in a codified manner, but they are speaking of that which is in their heart. And so a lot of them, since the election of Donald Trump, have been allowing themselves to show their true colors, so to speak. All right, so let's go ahead and give a listen to this report. It looks like it's coming out of an ABC affiliate, Channel 7 in Warren, Michigan.
Let me warn you, these latest clips are very disturbing. We've had to edit them to put them on TV, and there are a lot of words we still can't broadcast to you. Mayor Fouts here at City Hall today still denying they are him, and his denials came at a Dr. Martin Luther King Day holiday event here.
All this is designed to do is to distract, to divide, and destroy. That's all it's designed to do, and I'm not going to let that happen on Martin Luther King Day.
We'll come back to the mayor when we can get closer to him at this event. First, listen to the latest clips he's denying are him.
You know, blacks do look like chimpanzees. I was watching this black woman with her daughter, and they looked like two chimps. Their mouths were elongated out, you know, a duckish look. I remember this one kid in my class, I told you some years ago, he said, we have a party store. He says, my dad have rules. What are they? Only two at a time.
Some other clips has the voice.
Okay, let's stop it right there. As you can see, this mayor of Warren, and for him to be talking about anybody else's appearance or look like a chimp, or I mean, look at this guy. Now, I understand that he's in his 70s, but something tells me he didn't look much better in his youth. But again, the audacity of some people to try to speak on other people's personal appearance when they looking all haggard and ragged and what have you. So let's continue.
Sounding like the mayor, who's in his 70s, talking about dating older women.
Think I want to date a 60-year-old hag? That I'm not interested in any old ugly hag. I think after a certain age, they're all dried up, washed up, burned out. They're when they're young, and when they get old, they're just mean, hateful, dried up old.
It didn't take long for the latest clips to get noticed around Metro Detroit. The National Action Network Detroit political director Sam Riddle says Mayor Fouts needs to go.
This is a guy that needs to seek counseling. He's a liar. He's delusional. We know that's the mayor. The mayor knows that's the mayor, and he should quit deceiving himself. Mayor Fouts needs to quit. Resign now.
Also at this Detroit event, we played the tapes for Michigan Senator Gary Peters.
He needs to reconsider whether or not he can effectively serve the people of his community.
Resign?
It certainly will be his decision, but I would certainly think that it'll be very difficult, if not impossible, for him to be able to do his job.
Back at Warren City Hall, Mayor Fouts tried to get out of the public event with limited comment.
That is an engineered tape inspired by Mark Hackle, just like the last one. It is not me. It is not me at all. No, I came here to include diversity.
It's very clear audio, Mayor.
I came here to include diversity.
Okay. Did you hear the comments that were made?
So you can see Mayor Fouts closed the door, and that was it. He says this is just the latest in his ongoing feud with Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. But I can tell you, Hackle had nothing to do with these tapes coming out today. Next hour at 6, are they the mayor? We're going to talk with a voice print expert, an expert in forensics, and bring you that report then. Heather?
Jim, do we know the context of these tapes, who recorded them, and when?
Yeah, these were released today by the Motor City Muckraker, Steve Neveling, a former reporter with the Detroit Free Press. He says he got them from someone who used to be in closed-door meetings with Mayor Fouts, but beyond that, he's not going to divulge his confidential source.
Of course not. All right. Thank you, Jim.
Our team coverage continues now with Jennifer Ann Wilson, who attended that Martin Luther King Day celebration.
Now, I'm going to stop it right there. Sounded like the mayor to me. He's blaming somebody else for setting him up. Just making excuses and all of that, as we typically see when these people get caught red-handed. They either go into attacking the victims or just flat-out denials. But there is an interesting piece that is coming up in this interview or this news broadcast, so let me continue.
Ian Warren. First of all, Jennifer, what was the reaction from city employees and other people there with the mayor there also?
Well, you know, most of those people, Stephen, hadn't actually ever heard the recordings. I described some of the things that were in them and even offered to let people listen to them on my phone, and every single person declined. Surprisingly, they said whether or not he said those things, they believe Fouts' actions speak louder than his words. A beautiful celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy through song and spoken word began in Warren just minutes after shocking audio was released of a man, allegedly Mayor Jim Fouts, making derogatory comments.
For him to act like it's okay to call us chimpanzees, it brings tears to my eyes.
Who was actually behind the tapes? Why would they take this occasion to hijack this occasion to bring out those tapes? I think that's very disingenuous. I think that it's a very undermining of the event and the life and the legacy of Dr. King.
At the celebration, Fouts.
Okay, I want to stop it there. I don't need to play anymore. But I just wanted you to see the response of the black woman versus the black male, who I think had an appropriate response to racism. This black woman do believe that she is a black Democrat working on the city council there. And as you can see, she's in denial. She's asking, oh, who made these tapes and why they gonna bring it out now and who's behind that? And not questioning whether or not this man actually said that. Actually, she's in disbelief and saying that his actions speak louder than his words or something to that effect. And so these are, unfortunately, some of the type of black people who we have in so-called leadership positions who are in denial about racism and white supremacy. I mean, Dr. King was all about fighting against racism and white supremacy. So for her to say, oh, why on this day do y'all gotta spoil our celebration and all this and that, you know. So this is an emotional response from this woman, disbelief. I am not denigrating her. I'm just using her as an example of black people confused about racism, black people, especially black Democrats, willing to overlook the racism in the Democratic Party. And so apparently she has some kind of good relationship with this mayor, and she's willing to sacrifice all for him. I don't know what kind of butter biscuits he might be giving her, what kind of favors, political favors, whatnot, but I just do not think that that was a logical response. Thank God for the black male that you saw there, who had the appropriate response to the racism and white supremacy of this Warren, Michigan mayor. All right, this is Scotty Reed, Black Talk Radio News. If you have a question or a comment, leave it below.